Welcome to this audio introduction to the world premiere season of Logan Street by Jacob Boehm, the State Theatre Company of South Australia production. The audio described performances will take place at the Space Theatre on Saturday the 1st of August, with a sensory tour at 1 p.m. before the performance at 2 p.m. and on Monday the 3rd with a sensory tour at 5:30 p.m. followed by the performance at 6:30 p.m. and a post-show Q&A. Performance runs for 80 minutes with no interval and contains violence and sexual references. There are times of complete theatrical blackout. Scents of native bluebush smoke, eucalyptus, cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, and rose will be used throughout this performance. Patrons with sensitivities to fragrances may wish to consider this. The following introduction will take about 10 minutes to listen to and features information about Logan Street, including descriptions of the set, characters, and costumes. The live description will be given for Access to Arts by Eliza Lovell and Julie Filkey. This story takes place in the backyard of an Adelaide mosque, where an unlikely alliance takes root between Ghoulie, an Afghan cameleer and mosque caretaker, and Dulcie, a young Aboriginal woman navigating life, loss and love on Kaurna country. As war, racism and bureaucracy press in from all sides, their bond, anchored in storytelling, cooking and kinship, becomes an act of survival. Woven through this tender contemporary narrative is the haunting story of Manato, a Kaurna girl who lives through the devastation of colonisation in 1836. As past and present echo and collide, Logan Street reveals the resilience of culture, the cost of silence, and a quiet revolution of friendship that begins in a garden where nothing will grow. This sweeping tale from Kaurna and Noorunga theatre maker Jacob Boehm honours the enduring strength of his female ancestors, the legacy of the cameleers, the spirit of resistance etched into this place now called Adelaide. Logan Street was developed with major project commissioning support from Create SA alongside early development support from Creative Victoria. The music element of Logan Street was developed with the support of the Adelaide City Council. The stage floor is dark and largely bare. At the far left, a single street lamp rises above a street sign reading Logan Street and a blue and white parking sign, marking the corner that anchors the play's home streetscape. This corner is spotlit at intervals throughout the performance. A long scrim curtain roars aside to reveal the stage's dominant feature: three tall arches, the production's central design element. Across the play, the arches shift function as the story moves through time and place, becoming the entrance to a mosque, the large windows that flood a kitchen with light, and a screen onto which the earlier historical story is projected. When lit as windows, the arches display an intricate Islamic geometric pattern known as ghira, built from stars and lozenge shapes. The pattern rests on a hidden grid of points with 2-, 4-, and 6-fold rotational symmetry, generating pointed stars and interlocking polygons, linked by bands that appear to weave under and over one another. Because the designs can extend indefinitely in any direction, it invokes infinity, and in Islamic tradition, such patterns are understood as a bridge to the spiritual realm. A movable kitchen occupies part of the stage. A combined retro stove, fridge, and oven unit, a wooden table, and a single stool. This furniture is physically relocated from one side of the stage to the other as the timeline shifts, and during kitchen scenes, the arched windows are frequently washed in coloured light, first green, then yellow, then a vibrant blue, building mood as the story progresses. The play opens on a video projection of two senior Kaurna elders, Uncle Lewis O'Brien and Auntie Lynette Croker, shown in close-up head and shoulders at a larger-than-human scale. From here, production moves between two time periods, early settlement of Adelaide around 1836 and Logan Street in the 1940s, signalled partly through dated text projected onto the arched screens. Some scenes are spoken in language other than English. The translated dialogue is projected on the screens as well. The three arches work together to form a continuous screen, across which the video projections tell the story. Images are superimposed and layered over a background of early paintings of Australia and the colony of Adelaide, with the scale of these paintings played with so that the actors can step into the narrative as figures within them. The coloniser is sometimes rendered as an animated figure, cut from dark, monotone woodblocks, prints or drawings. Music plays throughout these montages. Clearer description will be given as individual scenes unfold. Logan Street is carried by two actors on stage, charting the friendship of Dulcie and Gourley over 9 years. Other figures appear only in video projection, never live. The senior Kaurna elders, Uncle Lewis O'Brien and Auntie Lynette Croker, who open the play in traditional dress, kangaroo fur cloaks and feathers, speak directly to the audience with warmth and generosity. And young actor Aviana Avi Davison appears in the film sequences as both young Minato and Minato's daughter. Minato being an on-screen role also embodied by Dulcie herself in later projections, so that at times Avi and Dulcie appear together on screen, mother and daughter. Costumes designed by Catherine Sproul are in muted earthy tones reflecting the fashion of each period depicted. Dulcie is played by Alexis West, Biri Gubba Waka Waka South Sea Islander and Caucasian woman in her late 50s. She embodies Dulcie across her full lifespan, from teenager to young woman and later elder or auntie to her many grandchildren, as well as the character Minato, seen in video projection. We first meet Dulcie as an older woman, a plume of svelte, neat, shoulder-length grey hair, a grey trench coat, well-dressed, stylish and wise, rounded in spirit, a string of coveted pearls at her neck. Shortly after, she appears as a curious 16-year-old, long brown hair, dressed in a floral print, knee-high dress with buttons down the torso, belted at the waist with a small Peter Pan collar, typical of the 1940s, worn with white ankle socks, brown lace-up shoes with a small heel. A few years later, at around 20 and heavily pregnant, Dulcie wears a house coat in fine blue and white pinstripes, with a plain white apron covering her girth, her long dark hair now in a French roll. Later still, in her early 20s, she wears a similar dress in mulberry tone, with longer sleeves turned up at the elbow and a waist apron in floral pattern with two front pockets. The costuming here sculpts her curvaceous body. As Minato on screen, Dulcie wears a loose linen shift dress with a swaddle on her back carrying a baby, and also carries traditional hunting instruments. Gourley is played by Ali Amuchi, a medium-statured man with a slim frame. He He wears a white shirt and brown buttoned waistcoat with dark grey baggy pants. His short grey beard, about an inch of growth, runs from ear to ear, with a greyish-brown moustache and a light grey hand-knitted beanie with ribbed trim, leaves his dark brown hair peeping out at the nape of his neck. His clothes are well-loved, intact, no holes, but with the look of daily wear over many years. Aviana, Avi Davison, a young Narunga, Narangeri, Arabana and Papuan New Guinean woman of about 15, appears only in video projection, playing young Minato and in later sequences, Minato's daughter alongside Dulcie's older Minato. Gentle-faced with large brown eyes, she carries a strength of character and curiosity echoed in Dulcie. As young Minato, she wears traditional dress, animal fur and feathers, and later the same cheesecloth tift dress worn by her older self. The creative team are playwright and director Jacob Bohm, set and costume designer Catherine Sproul, composer and music director Dale Cornelius, lighting designer Nick Mollison, video artist Matt Byrne, video designer Mark Oakley, sound designer Patrick Pages Oliver, co-sound designer Mick Jackson, dramaturg Chris Mead, vocal coach Dee Farnell, cultural consultant and cast Auntie Lynette Croker and Uncle Lewis O'Brien, cultural consultant Elias Alavi, cast Alexis West as Dulcie and Minato, Ali Amucci as Gourley, film cast Aviana R.V. Davison as young Minato, music collaborator and vocalist Sonia Rankin, music collaborator, cultural consultant and voiceover Faraz Ansari, voiceover Lynette Newchurch, backing vocalists Candice LeRae, Amy Dowd, Bumpy, Kay Arn. Production manager, Gabrielle Hornhart. Stage manager, Carmen Evans. The production takes place in the Space Theatre at the Adelaide Festival Centre. The recommended Space Theatre drop-off zone is at the northern end of the Riverbank footbridge on War Memorial Drive. Walk across the footbridge to the Dunstan Playhouse and Space Theatre, or at the Intercontinental Hotel. Walk north between the Intercontinental Hotel and Railway Station along the laneway to the riverbank. There is also a drop-off area and two accessible car spaces on Lower Festival Drive, accessible from the west via Montefiore Road. Adelaide Festival Centre is easily accessible by public transport, including the tram, stop at Railway Station, trains, buses and a free bus service that operates on a loop throughout the city and North Adelaide, with stops at the corner of King William Road and North Terrace. Wheelchair accessible seats, companion cards and accessible bookings can be made via phone on 08 8415 5353, Monday to Friday, 9am to 5pm. Or via email at tickets@statetheatrecompany.com.au. For more information on audio described performances, please contact Access to Arts using the email address audio.describer@access2arts.org.au.